Well, it used to sound like science fiction, but driverless cars could be a reality on our roads by the end of the decade. And the state of California is getting out front. It's announcing that it will have rules for self-driving cars later this year. Our tech columnist Jesse Hirsch is here with the details of that. Good morning to you, Jesse.
Good morning, Stephen.
So how far in front is California getting on this?
Quite a bit. And part of it has to do with the amount of work necessary to process all the different issues. But I also expect that this is the state of California being concerned about the rapid rate of technology once more outpacing a regulator's ability to control it. So think of this as a kind of Hail Mary attempt, where while some of the automotive industry are saying it won't be till 2020 or 2025 that we'll see self-driving cars, state of California is saying, it's 2015. If we don't get this done this year, we'll be too late, which is a rather ambitious and radical approach to what I call robots on wheels. But clearly they know something we don't, and the movement is to make sure it's all in place before the end of this year.
I don't even know where you would begin to start regulating driverless cars. So what do they need to change in the regulations or create in the regulations?
Well, they're just now trying to flesh out what all the different issues are, and they're substantive. I mean, they start with safety. Think of overrides and fail safes and whether a self-driving car would be relying upon GPS, especially given all the snafus we've seen with people getting into trouble because they don't have common sense. And of course, a robot doesn't have common sense either, so that's an issue. There's also liability. I mean, what happens when a self-driving car gets into an accident? Who's liable? The driver who is reading a book, the robot who is in control of the car, the software manufacturer who made the robot in the first place and therefore responsible for the bugs, let alone the fact that many people regard self-driving vehicles as potential designated drivers.
Right.
They could go out drinking and know they've got a safe ride home. There's also the issue of proper usage and standardization. I mean, what does licensing look like? What is a driver's test for self-driving car? Do you have to be a programmer or a coder to be able to operate one responsibly? Let alone the issue of privacy.
Yeah.
The self-driving cars generate a ton of data, which will be used against you. See the point about insurance. And then finally, security. Because no one wants their self-driving car to be hacked and then drive them somewhere they don't want to go. So all of these are issues that the California DMV is trying to address. They've had their first workshop that was over 4.5 hours long and is available in its entirety on YouTube for anyone who wants to get further into these issues and more.
With that long list of issues, I think you've just convinced me that this is a terrible idea. So why is the development, I mean, California racing to get this done, tell me about how fast the development of autonomous cars has been. I mean, we see the occasional news story about Google coming up with something, but really, are we going to see these on the roads anytime soon?
Yes, and in fact, Google is the reason why. I mean, they are no small company. They're incredibly ambitious and aggressive. And while over the last 2 years, they've purchased over 10 different robotics companies as a way to very rapidly be a major player in the robotics industry, they've also had self-driving cars on the roads of California for a number of months, thanks to a pilot project that the state allowed, that I suspect is one of the primary sources by which the Department of Motor Vehicles is seeing the proverbial writing on the wall. But there's also an economic incentive at play in that Google is a California-based company. So there are certain incentives for the state to ensure that Google is at the forefront of developing this technology. But California also, back in the Second World War, had a very large automotive industry, which for the most part has disappeared. And perhaps they see this as a means of resurrecting that part of the state economy.
And beyond putting its own autonomous cars on the road for its own purposes, what else is Google's interest in these autonomous vehicles?
Well, part of it is data. I mean, think of Street View and the way in which Google had cameras on cars driving every street in North America. There's value to that data, where the fire hydrants are, where the light poles, how intersections work, how to get through a roundabout even. All of that they could license to other auto manufacturers, to other companies pursuing this holy grail of a self-driving car. But the other reason that people speculate Google is pushing this so aggressively is the world of logistics and delivery. I mean, Amazon continues to be a big threat to Google, as people often use Amazon as a search engine for the stuff they want to buy, and then they actually buy that stuff via Amazon. So if Google had their own fleet of delivery vehicles that were autonomous, self-operating, and could get you stuff to your door cheaply and fast, that'll certainly help them in terms of their world domination. But the other thing's just speed. Google is really good at taking technology that other people see as science fiction and making it available in the present terms, and they're doing that with self-driving vehicles, and the state of California is saying, okay, we'll enable it, whatever you need, let's do it, and it's happening faster than anyone had predicted.
And what is there to prevent the self-driving vehicles from becoming truly autonomous, thinking for themselves and waging a war on the Amazon drones?
You know, Stephen, I wish I had an answer for that, but right now, nothing other than common sense before the fact. And you raise an interesting point that there is no reverse to technology. It's not like we say, this smartphone thing's a drag. I'm getting rid of it. So as soon as self-driving cars are on the road, and I expect it will be logistics, it'll be tractor trailers, it'll be delivery vans.
Great.
That's where the technology will be first. And then it's no stopping. Then they'll be like, okay, what? You don't want your products as cheap and fast? Then okay. Drivers get out of the way. Robots start rising. Unless you're in the robot maintenance and repair business, maybe you should be worried.
Note to self. Jesse Hirsch, great to talk as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen.
Jesse Hirsch. And he can be really reached via his website, jessehirsch.ca. And speaking of the future of cars,